you on top of me. And the birds started singing, out of tune. Kinda wish they didn't, cause it all ended too soon. Blame it on a goose and a velvet. Spent all night swinging from the chandelier. Everybody lost their mind.
Taking internet radio
to the next level.
This is Ignite Radio.
It's been too long. I know exactly what I need. I gotta treat myself. Go somewhere I know will set me free. Oh, it's been too long. And I know exactly what I need. I gotta treat myself. If you're a rider, let me know, cause I'm down to take you now. Oh no, no. Tell me and I'll take you now. It's been too long. I know exactly what I need. I gotta treat myself. Go somewhere I know will set me free.
Shifting away from fossil fuels now or face nearly 3 Celsius of warming by century's end. The world is on pace to warm by as much as 2.9 Celsius by the end of the century, nearly double the international target agreed upon less than a decade ago. A United Nations report, the emissions gap report released this morning, says maintaining the goal of limiting warming to the 2015 Paris Agreement target of 1.5 Celsius above pre-industrial level hinges on a rapid transformation away from fossil fuels towards renewable energy. The longer we wait, the harder it's going to be. Inger Andersen, exclusive director of United Nations Environment Programme, which releases the report, said at an online news conference, children of homeowners twice as likely to own homes themselves. Whether or not your parents own a home makes you twice as likely to own one yourself, according to news data analysis by Statistics Canada. In a report published Monday, the data agency crunched the numbers on homeowners' rates across incoming levels, province and age brackets, and found that one of the best determinations of whether or not a young adult will own a home in 2021 was whether or not their parents did. Specifically, the report looked at people born in the 1990s, which means it's examining an age cohort between the ages of 23 and 33 years old. Among everyone born in that decade, the home ownership rate was 15.1%, but older members of the cohort were more likely to own than younger ones. Hollywood Feast and Famine as the Hunger Games prequel tops box office. The Hunger Games, the ballad of the song Bird and Snake, tops the North American box office in its first week in theaters. The $44 million in ticket sales the film earned and is a new low for the franchise, as it's always opened over $100 million in its Jennifer Lawrence days.
Big Brothers Big Sisters of Hamilton and Burlington offers mentoring opportunities to meet the needs of children and families. Big Brothers Big Sisters are always looking for more donations and volunteers. With your help, we can make a difference in the eyes of the youth's future. At Big Brothers Big Sisters of Hamilton and Burlington, we believe in the value and values of mentoring. Please visit our website at callbigbrothers.com and browse our many different programs to help today's youth for a better tomorrow.
I'm Dan Forrest, program coordinator for your Hamilton Crime Stoppers, an international program providing citizens a way to report crimes anonymously. Crime Stoppers partners with the community, media, and police to spread the message to help fight crime. Crimes can be reported anonymously by calling 1-800-222-TIPS or visiting our website at crimestoppershamilton.com. Follow us on Twitter at Stopping Crime to listen to recent crimes of the week and links to our reenactments on YouTube. Your tip is important and might be the key to solving a crime and could be eligible for a cash reward of up to $2,000.
Ignite Radio Sports.
In CFL news, the Grey Cup yesterday, the Montreal Alouettes pulled off the ultimate upset, beating the Blue Bombers 28-24 with a last-minute touchdown. Keeping with football, the Bills crushed the Jet 32-6. Dolphins picked up a win against the Raiders 20-13. Moving to NHL, Leafs played yesterday morning in Sweden, and a Swede is who won the game in overtime, William Nylander's 4-3 against the Wild. NBA, finishing up with some hoops, the Raptors beat out the league's worst Pistons, 142-113.
Ignite Radio weather.
Taking a look at your Hamilton weather. Today is going to be mostly cloudy with a high of 1. Tonight's going to be partly cloudy with a low of -1. And tomorrow will be cloudy, followed by some rain with a high of 4. Currently outside the Ignite News studio, it's 0 Celsius.
The best hit music on the internet.
Back to the hits. Now,
this is Ignite Radio.
Last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was I last night. I kissed your lips, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip for sip. Yeah, you know you love to fight. And I say shit I don't mean, but I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way. We break up. I see your taillights in the dust. You call your mama, I call your bluff. In the middle of the night, pull her right back up. Yeah, my friends say let her go. Your friends say what the hell. I wouldn't trade your kind of love for nothing else. Oh, baby, last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody. Baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. We said we'd had enough. I can't remember everything we said, but we said too much. I know you can't.
know you said this time you really weren't coming back again. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night.
That was Last Night by Morgan Wallen, and this is Hit Ignition with Sophia and Seth, top of the hour at 2 o'clock. And today I want to talk about something pretty interesting, something I think it's kind of controversial. So on my drive here, I was thinking, how early is too early for Christmas decorations? What do you think, Seth?
Personally, I think everyone puts their decorations up a bit too early because I'm noticing half the houses in my neighborhood are already dressed up and it's not even December yet.
Definitely.
Snow hasn't fallen yet, and like it's as if Halloween ends, so Christmas begins. Like, no, there's a whole month in between there.
Oh, for sure. Like, I just think, like, even just, like, just after Halloween, people just slap up their Christmas decoration. Like, we just like ended a holiday. Like, why are you throwing up Christmas already? Because Christmas is literally the end of the next month that comes up.
Exactly. And, you know, like, I'm not like dissing anybody who likes Christmas.
Of course.
I like Christmas. No, there shouldn't be anybody who dislikes Christmas. There's always something to like. You like the gift giving, the presents, the families, like
Definitely.
The getting together, the big Christmas dinner. That's my favorite part. I love when my dad makes the turkey, brines it for 2 days straight.
Oh.
But I do think it's a bit too much when people go all out with Christmas before Christmas even really starts.
Exactly. And I think you were saying earlier, like, it's just, I'm pretty sure American Thanksgiving is literally on the 23rd, and just you already slapped up your Christmas decoration.
Yeah,
like, you have Thanksgiving coming up.
I know, exactly. That's a big thing. Like, Halloween ends in the States. Like, at least we have the excuse of, oh, well, Halloween or Christmas. Oh, my goodness. I'm getting all of my holidays mixed up. We're talking about so many all
yeah,
at once.
Seriously.
Thanksgiving for us is mid-October. So at least we have that excuse. Like, after Halloween, the next big one is Christmas. For them, they have Thanksgiving, and yet they put their Christmas stuff anyway.
Yeah, like, but it's not like we were hating on the holiday. Like you said, it is Christmas. But, yeah. So next up, we got a lot of good music coming up. So stay tuned.
Hey. It's your sore back and neck. You're stressed. You can't focus or study. Where do you find relief?
Mohawk College's Massage Therapy Student Clinic can help. Feel your stress melt away as skilled massage therapy students knead away those knots. Book your one-hour session online at mohawkcollege.ca. Type in Massage Therapy Student Clinic for booking times and prices. Mohawk College students pay $10.
Do you get frustrated with writing essays?
How about with reading?
Do you frequently lose focus on all the aspects that come with reading and writing? Well, do not fret, Mohawk College students, because help is here. The Mohawk College Writing Center is here to assist you with all your reading and writing difficulties. With their 3 locations, the Writing Center is dedicated to help improve your employability and success. Develop your written and verbal communication skills now. Visit the Learning Center at your Mohawk College campus today or online at mohawkcollege.ca.
Not your average internet radio station. This is Ignite Radio.
Hit music.
Hit music. Now.
Now.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah, I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah. Today, I'm
College. This is Ignite Radio. Hit music now.
That was Giants by Lights on Ignite Radio. I'm Sophia, your host, along with my co-host Seth on Hit Ignition, the number one radio show on Ignite Radio. So as you know, if you do live in Hamilton, you know that it was the Grey Cup yesterday, along with the Grey Cup Festival on Saturday. Did you watch the Grey Cup?
I got to watch a little bit, and I mean a little bit. I was sadly working, as I always am on big sporting events that I want to watch. But I was able to see the end of the game, and it was a very entertaining last couple of minutes.
Oh, yeah. So we had the Grey Cup Festival on Saturday. I didn't go to it, but I actually did walk through it. It was on James Street. It seemed crazy. It seemed like a huge crowd. I was going out for dinner on Saturday night, and I walked through it to get to the restaurant. There was no parking. It was really hectic, but it looked really fun. Also, Green Day performed on the halftime show.
Yes, I know that was a big get for. I know the whole time my family was saying, like, "Oh, like Green Day's there. That's such a big deal. Like Green Day's there. Like here in Canada, like performing our little thing. Us little Canada. We get big Green Day to come over. And like, yeah, it was a big deal. Again, I was working.
Oh yeah,
wasn't able to see anything. You know, and it's a shame because that's two Grey Cup weekends in a row that I've been working. They had the Grey Cup in Hamilton a handful of years back as well. Mm-hmm. Missed that because of work, and same issue here.
You got to book off that day.
I got the short end of
a year before.
Yeah. I should do that. I tend to book off wrestling shows, but never football.
So
it always slips my mind. I should do that next time.
Actually, our producer Mandy, she said she went to the Grey Cup and she watched Green Day for the halftime show.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, and she was talking to us earlier. She was saying that Green Day was actually the first band she saw and the first concert she went to without her parents, and she said she really enjoyed the performance.
That's a special one. Your first one without your parents. That's a big concert.
Definitely. We have a lot more to say about concerts coming up in a little bit, but actually next we got entertainment with Doyen on Ignite Radio.
You've just arrived in Canada from your home country to better pursue your education and create a better life for yourself. You attend your first few classes and still have not made any friends. You feel alone, confused, and slightly depressed. That's what Social Inc. is for. We accept everyone for who they are, no matter your race, religion, or sexual orientation. We provide all staff and students with a personal positive space for respect and support. When you have nobody to count on, you can depend on Social Inc. For more details, please visit mohawkcollege.ca/social-inc.
The MSA is not just Mohawk Student Association. It has the students' best interest in mind with HSR bus passes, food vendors like the Sour and Pizza Pizza, special student events happening in the Arnie, and health and dental plans. The MSA is here for you to make your college experience as easy and as fun as possible. To learn more about Mohawk Student Association, check out mohawkstudents.ca.
Ignite Radio Entertainment.
52-year-old rapper Snoop Dogg announced on social media that he is giving up his longtime habit, which has become part of his life, smoke. After much consideration and conversation with my family, I've decided to give up smoke. Please respect my privacy at this time, he posted. He also added, I'm giving up smoke in the caption. A few hours later, he shocked everyone with a U-turn. It turns out that he meant he was only promoting a smokeless stove and not actually quitting. Sean Diddy Combs was accused in a lawsuit Thursday of subjecting R&B singer Cassie to a years-long relationship that involved beatings, abuse, and rape due to his rage. Cassie alleged in the suit filed against the producer and music mogul in New York federal court that Combs brought her into his fast-paced and drug-fueled lifestyle after she met him and signed to his label when she was 19 and he was 37 in 2005. I'm Doyen, and that's your Entertainment Minute.
Here we go.
You're listening to Ignite Radio,
a Mohawk College radio production.
You cut out a piece of me and now I bleed internally. Left here without you, without you. And it hurts for me to think about what life could possibly be like without you, without you. I can't believe that you would have been leaving. All of your reasons, I lost my, you know I didn't mean it. Now I see it, you run and repeat it, and I can't take it back. Cut out a piece of me, and now I bleed internally. Left here without you, without you. And it hurts for me to think about what life could possibly be like without you, without you. Oh, 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 oh,
hard to let you go. I really wish that we could have got this right. So here I go. Oh, can't make a wife out of a. Oh, I'll never find a word to say I'm sorry, but I'm scared to be alone. You cut out.
Bringing you hit music now. Ignite Radio.
That was Whitney by Rev on Ignite Radio. I'm your host, Sophia, on Hit Ignition, still with my co-host here, Seth. So we were just talking about on the topic of concerts. So, Seth, you said earlier you're going to a concert tonight.
Yes, I am. We were talking about earlier how, like, Green Day and Carrie Underwood were performing, and I was like, oh, yeah, I've got my own concert I'm going to. I'm going to see Tool tonight.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, it sounds like you know nothing about Tool.
I don't. I've heard of the band, so that should count for something, but I don't listen to the band.
That is good. That is more than most people tend to say when I talk about the bands I go to see live in concert. No one seems to know anybody who I listen to.
It's okay. Who are you going with?
My father's coming with me and my sister's boyfriend as well. All big Tool fans. We're going to have a great time. As soon as we're done here, I'm going right back home to Niagara Falls and then driving all the way to Toronto.
Oh, is that where it is? What arena is it at? Scotiabank?
Scotiabank, yeah.
That's cool. That's really cool. Are you close up? Are you close up?
You meant yeah. I was confused what you meant there. Yeah, close up to the stage. We're in the lower bowl, a bit further away, but like we're near more towards the mixed board. It's not gonna be a bad time. We're gonna have a great time.
That's really good. I'm really excited for you. I haven't actually been to any concerts, but if
really?
Yeah, I haven't been to any concerts. But if I wanted to go to a concert, definitely I would go see Drake in Toronto. I know Drake had a concert in Toronto. I think it was August, but the ticket prices were way too expensive.
Yeah, that's the thing with the big mainstream artists is that they know they can charge a crazy amount. I mean, look at Taylor Swift tickets. That's been news talking point for over a year now, and it's not stopping. Everyone's talking about how expensive these tickets are, and like, yeah, so Drake doesn't surprise me.
If you are a diehard fan, you still are going to buy those tickets. So
Of course. We still
got a lot of great music coming up, but actually we have What's Up Mohawk coming up next with Doyen, so stay tuned on Ignite Radio.
It's hard to balance school and finding time for healthy living. At the David Braley Athletic and Recreation Center, you can pick a routine and stick to it. I'm Jonathan Howe, and I'm a student just like you. I use the center's free exercise classes to power through my school day. With their staff leading you, these are the kind of classes you won't want to skip after week one. For a full list of classes offered and schedules, visit mohawkcollege.ca or drop by the David Braley Athletic and Recreation Center today.
When I first started at Mohawk, I was always surrounded by people. Whether I was down at the Arnie, or playing sports, or even just hanging out in the cafeteria. But even though I was always surrounded by others, it really wasn't hard for me to feel alone. At Social Inc., I found a place where I can really be myself and be a part of social inclusion and change at Mohawk. At Social Inc., you're among friends. Come say hi. We're behind the MSA desk in G112.
For those that need to know, here's What's Up Mohawk on Ignite Radio.
A virtual workshop is coming up where you can learn about what to do if you feel unjustified in your schoolwork and final grade. The MSA advocates can only navigate the academic appeal process on the 29th of November from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. At the virtual workshop, you'll learn about what it actually means to file an academic appeal, the different levels of the appeal process, time frames to keep in mind, potential outcomes, tips and tricks, peer-to-peer support for filing a level 1 academic appeal. See you there. Do you have a small business? Good news. The MSA will be hosting a winter market at the Annie on the 6th of December from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Local vendors can shop for something for themselves or for their loved ones. There will be winter crafts, winter wonderland, photo ops, and free snacks and drinks. And I'm also calling on all the Swifties to get ready for a night full of music dedicated to the era of Taylor Allison Swift. On the 7th of December from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., the MSA will be hosting a Taylor Swift dance party at the cellar for the cost of $10, tax inclusive. You can register at the MSA service desk. I'm Doyen, and that's What's Up Mohawk on Hit Ignition on Ignite Radio.
Online, 24/7, 365, playing hit music now, only on Ignite Radio.
Baby bet, ayy, couple X, ayy, couple Grammys on him, couple plaques, ayy, that's a bet, ayy, throw it back, ayy, and this one is for the champion, ain't lost since I began, yo, funny how you said it was the end, yo, then I went and did it again, yo, I told you long ago, on the road, I got what they want. Just tell them I ain't laying low. You was never really rooting for me anyway. When I'm back up at the top, I wanna hear you say, you don't run from nothing, dog. Get your soul. Just tell them that the break is over. Need a couple number ones. Need a pack on every song. Need me like one with Nicki now. Tell her I don't see ya. I'm a pop like people. I'm some queer, huh? But then it's like my deal, yeah. Hey, oh, let's do it. I ain't fall off, I just ain't release my new shit. I blew up, and everybody trying to sue me. You call me Nas, but the hood call me Doobie. And this one is for the champion. They waiting for I'm from
with your soul. Just tell them I ain't laying low. You was never really rooting for me anyway. When I'm back up at the top, I wanna hear you say, you don't run from nothing, dog. Get your soul. Just tell them that the break is over. My track record so clean, they couldn't wait to just bash me. I must be getting too flashy, y'all shouldn't have let the world gas me. It's too late cause I'm here to stay and these girls know that I'm nasty. I sent her back to her boyfriend with my handprint on her ass sheet. City talking, we taking notes. Tell him all to keep making posts. Wish he could, but he can't get close. OG's so proud of me that he choking up while he making toast. I'm the type that you can't control. Said I would, then I made it so. I don't clear up rumors. Where's y'all sense of humor? I'm done making jokes cause they got old like baby boomers. Turn my haters to consumers. I make vets feel like they juniors. Say your time is coming soon, but just like Oklahoma, mine is coming sooner. I'm just a late bloomer. I done peak in high school, I'm still out here getting cuter. All these social networks and computers got these pussies walking around like they ain't losers.
I told you long ago on the road, I got what they waiting for. Oh, run from nothing, dog. Get your soul. Just tell them I ain't laying low. You was never really rooting for me anyway. When I'm back up at the top, I wanna hear you say, you don't run from nothing, dog. Get your soul. Just tell them that the break.
Nothing but hit
music now.
This is Ignite Radio.
Calm down, yo, this your boy.
tell you say I love you, no day for me young girl, oh young girl. No tell me no, 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 oh, 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 oh,
That was Calm Down by Selena Gomez on Ignite Radio. I'm your host, Sophia, with my co-host, Seth. And we're going to be talking about our favorite Christmas songs because, you know, Christmas is coming up. So what is your favorite Christmas song, Seth?
Sophia, why do you have to ask me this question? I'll be honest. I like Christmas a lot. You know, we talked about Christmas a bit earlier, mm-hmm. and it's a great, wonderful time of the year. The happiest time of the year. Mm-hmm. However, the music is extremely corny and it's overplayed. Mm-hmm. And just like Christmas decorations, comes too early in the year.
For sure. So what is your favorite Christmas song, though? That's what I want to know.
I said all of that to avoid answering the question, and you throw it right back in my face.
Okay,
you want an honest answer? I don't have a favorite Christmas song.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what my favorite Christmas song is. It's pretty basic, but I feel like a lot of people like this song. It is Last Christmas by Wham. It's been around for a while, but I love that song, especially Wham. I love George Michael. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we were bringing it back to our conversation, how you said Christmas is being brought up way too early, like decorations, even the songs. But I want to say, especially who suffers the most, it is retail workers. They
yes.
hear it all day long, every
yes,
single
they do.
Day.
Every day.
And every day.
It's kind of painful. You brought back a lot of memories of working Christmas at the store that I work at, mm-hmm. because every December 1st, the music switches from modern pop music, which I'm also not too big a fan of, mm-hmm. to Christmas music, which, like I've said, I'm not a big fan of.
Oh,
so
yeah.
naturally, I'm not too happy.
As a retail worker myself, like, it's even, you just said December 1st. I hear it even earlier than that. I hear it probably really? Mid-November. That's when they start playing the Christmas songs. I'm like, I can't stand it. It's crazy.
It is crazy, yeah. And you mentioned Last Christmas. I will say, not a bad pick, but again, I've heard it so many times.
Yeah, that is true. Well, it's also Mariah Carey's songs. So that's she, you hear that song,
she's
but she
the
makes
queen
so,
of Christmas.
Oh yeah. She makes so much money off her song.
That she
but
does.
It's,
that
it's,
she does.
It's really good. So we got coming up, we got Way Back Playback, actually, with
Ooh.
Our co-host, Seth.
With me.
Yep, with you.
No way.
On Hit Ignition on Ignite Radio, so stay tuned.
Do you hear that sound? It's the sound of loneliness. You won't have to feel excluded again. Social Inc., working to respect the human rights of everyone, we're spreading a message of unity. Social Inc. offers a place for a student to relax and be their self without the fear of persecution. We support community and celebrate the diverse culture of Mohawk College. Reach out today and be a part of a unified community. Social Inc. is staffed with peer wellness workers that are there to help you. Open from Monday to Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., located G112.
Here at Mohawk's Massage Therapy Student Clinic, we've discovered that when lying down on the table, students can be a little quirky. There's the giggler, the groaner, the chatter,
you know, I just like my dog today,
and the snoozer. Hey, wake up.
What? Oh, where am I?
It's okay. You're in the MTSC at Mohawk College. Massage Therapy, right here at Mohawk College, room R101 in the D-Bark.
This debut single flew onto the scene, both high on the charts and stuck in people's heads. Some genuine, straightforward music that comes from the heart. With a catchy beat and even catchier vocals, the song has so far stood the test of time as a reliable part of any playlist. Whether you heard the song for the first time back in school, on a karaoke night out with your friends, or even playing it on Guitar Hero Live back in the day, everybody has a memory of the song, somewhere in their brain. This band also released a new single, Nobody Knows, not even a week ago. Worth checking out, as it also promises to get stuck in your head, as most of their singles do. Without any further delay, the song of the hour, Ho Hey, by the Lumineers, off their self-titled debut album, here on A Hit Ignition for Ignite Radio.
Trying to do it right. Hey! I've been living a lonely life.
my bed, sleeping in my bed. So show me family, all the blood that I will bleed. I don't know where I belong, I don't know where I went wrong, but I can write a song. I belong to you, you belong to me, my sweet home. I belong to you, you belong to me, my sweet home. I don't think you're right for him. Look at what it might have been. Took a bus to Chinatown. I'd be standing on canal and Bowery.
To Ignite Radio. Hit music now.
Okay, it's time that I dropped the act. I got it bad for you, baby. Is that so bad? I don't know how to tell you that one night in college we almost went home. Around you. We can tell each other that it's dumb to try, but you've been busy with the job and got no time. Well, I think love is stupid, and I'm not looking for something exclusive. Oh, we laugh at everybody in relationships. Your dad would probably think that I'm a piece of, but I think we should do this. No excuses, cause we know excuses only get in the way. What I feel for you, of what I feel for you, of what I feel for you. Oh, I know that we should be just friends. Promise we would get married if we turned 40 and we're still single then. Yeah, I know that it's scary to talk about commitment. We're classic millennials. I think I love you, think you know, I think you're beautiful. Oh, 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 oh. We could tell each other that it's gone to try, but you've been busy with your job and got no time. Well, I think love is stupid, and I'm not looking for something exclusive. Oh, we laugh at everybody in relationships. Your dad would probably think that I'm a piece of, but I think we should do this. No excuses, cause we know excuses only get in the way of what I feel for you, of what I feel for you, of what I feel for you. Oh, every time you're in my presence, I send a flirty you a message. Oh, why do we keep second guessing? I love you there, I said it. We could tell each other that it's dumb to try, or you've been busy with your job and got no time. I think love is stupid, and I'm not looking for something exclusive. Oh, we laugh at everybody in relationships. Your dad would probably think that I'm
No Excuses by Virginia De Vegas. I'm Sophia, your host on Hit Ignition. I'm still here with Seth. So if you, on Friday morning, if you turn on your TVs and you see a bunch of people sprinting and trampling to get into stores, you know that is Black Friday, Seth.
It is absolutely Black Friday. I'm very thankful to work at a retail store that does not do anything special for Black Friday because I work in a tourist area, so tourists are going to show up no matter what, so we don't have to have those big sales.
But you're used to it. You're used to all the people.
Completely used to it. Well, yeah, actually, thinking about it, yeah, Black Friday is every day in the summer now that I think about it. Maybe it's not so bad. Well, I shouldn't say that. I'm speaking from my experience.
Exactly. But you say that it's not that bad for you on Black Friday, but it is for me because I work in a big store. I am a retail worker. It is a nightmare because everyone's coming up to you like crazy asking, where's the TVs? Where's this? Where's that? And I actually feel bad for the people in the electronics section because they're just a big, big lineup.
No, it's usually electronics that are the big ones for Black Friday. I know that's the only thing that I look at when I'm there. Like, I've got my own computer. I got my own parts in there. I'm like, oh, what GPUs are on sale? What hard drives I can get? Because I just get all the storage I can get. I have like 20 terabytes worth of storage all from Black Friday sales.
Yeah, that's crazy. But I can speak for me that like literally even like 2 weeks, I know my store does this, like 2 weeks before Black Friday, we already have our Black Friday our sales up already.
Really?
And it's just people are coming in like, so it's, we're getting a little bit of taste early of what Black Friday is going to be like, and I'm actually working Black Friday, so it's just...
Okay, well, lucky you, I guess.
Oh, lucky me.
I guess maybe they do that to kind of soften the load a bit so not everyone's coming on the same day.
People are going to do it anyway, I feel like.
Probably.
But, yeah.
I mean, at least it's not as bad as, like, big stores in the States.
Oh, for sure. I remember seeing a video one year that, like, I saw, like, two people, like, wrestling over, like, a flat-screen TV. Like, it's actually... It's insane. It's insane.
It is a rough situation in some places.
Definitely. If you do have Instagram, you should check out our Instagram, Hit Ignition. You should definitely give us a follow. We post a lot of content, a lot of clips that we talk about on our breaks.
That we do, yeah.
It's really interesting. So pull out your phones right now and just go give us a follow, yeah, seriously.
Not if you're driving, though.
Not if you're driving. Just, I wouldn't recommend that. But, but we got a lot of great music coming up, so stay tuned. I'm Sophia, your host on Hit Ignition.
Let's face it, your grades probably aren't where you want them to be. But you're a busy college student, you don't have a lot of time to study. Even when you do, chances are you're distracted and don't retain all the info you read. Head over to Peer Tutoring above the CAF in C-Wing. Mohawk's Peer Tutoring program allows you to pick the brain of educated individuals to help learn and retain knowledge necessary for great grades. 1 hour of peer tutoring will provide you with the confidence and knowledge you need. Peer Tutoring above the CAF in C-Wing. Stop by today.
Hello, I'm a talking compass from CNIB. I help people with vision loss get around.
I'm a banknote reader. I help identify money.
I'm a talking color detector. I can help put wardrobes together.
I'm a talking kitchen scale. I get to work with butter.
Ooh, butter.
For services that help you live more independently and a catalog of talking devices, visit cnib.ca. There are other ways to see.
From Canada to the U.S., Finland, Japan, well, basically the whole world. This is Ignite Radio. Hit music now.
to fight, I try to deny the way that you feel. Oh, baby, care for me. Nobody's got all the plans, so stop pretending you're shy. Just come on and dance.
Ignite Radio.
She's a maniac, but you love it just like that. Yeah, you love it just like that.
She's so dangerous. If looks could kill, she'd bring